Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Fantascientificast, podcast di fantascienza e cronache dalla galassia.
So, thank you for being with us. I'm very happy because, as you know, I am one of your best Italian friends. Fans. Le ringrazio per essere qui. Io sono un suo appassionato. Infatti, ho pubblicato. I think I am the first surely, but also the only Italian publisher that have published your materials until next year when your novel will come out with Fanucci. E sono l'unico editore che finora l'ha pubblicato. E nonostante Sarah Pinsker sia una delle autrici più di successo negli ultimi anni, you have won 4 Nebulas, right? 2 Hugos, 1 Locus, and won UG Award, that came Premio per I Gialli, and something more?
The Sturgeon Award
Sturgeon?
Is Philip K. Dick.
Okay. quindi un palmarès qua a livello di Ted Chiang, I think. È una bella gara. E soprattutto racconti, mostri novelettes, short stories, but ha scritto anche due romanzi, no, three novels, right? Including And Then There Were None, right? Okay. Il primo di questi tre romanzi, che è appunto questo che ho messo qua dietro, che vedete, è uscito adesso nella nostra collana Odissea Argento. First of all, I will ask you to just introduce yourself for our public. Oh, one moment.
Hello, my name is Sarah Pinsker. I think I already just got a wonderful introduction, but thank you for having me. I need to apologize in advance. My dogs have a lot to say this morning, so if you hear dogs barking, this microphone should mute a lot of it, but I may mute myself while you're talking in between if they get loud.
Allora si sta scusando perché i suoi cani avranno da dire qualche cosa, ma lo sentiamo benissimo comunque. Ok? Ok, go on.
I think you already gave me a wonderful...
Ah, the dogs.
yeah, the dogs. Sorry, I usually have someone with me to keep them away. Sorry.
Me, I'm a cat person, so cats are less noisy.
Cats, yeah, cats don't get in wars. These two are having a war right now. I gave them something, a candy to keep them quiet, but now there's three treats, two dogs, and a big fight because they can't count.
Hi. Sorry.
No problem. Sto faccio anche io. Magari tu stai qui perché se non capisco qualcosa mi aiuti.
If I'm late, I lost track of time. Oh, by the way, I translate your short story, Then There'll Be No One, and I loved it, actually. It was wonderful.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much.
She will help me with the translation for the public. And, okay. Let's talk about... She has cats too.
I have 25 cats.
cats are much better than dogs.
And I used to have a Belgian Shepherd, so I know how it is. You cannot keep them quiet.
No, I can go to another room. So give me 1 second. I'm gonna lock them up. You get a tour of my house that nobody else gets. That's the bonus.
Oh, I see two Yugos in the background.
Out of my other room. I'll leave them to fight among themselves.
They are like children. They never shoot up when you need them to.
Yeah, very true. Alright.
Intanto che facciamo questo tour...
You get the music room now.
Ha cambiato stanza perché c'era il cane che continuava ad abbaiare. Sorry, I was translating. If you can keep sentences short so that I can translate in between.
Okay.
I see a Les Paul and a SG and the several banjos.
Oh, you're a musician, right?
No, my son. So...
this is reversed. That's the Les Paul copy. The SG, there we go. The SG my wife actually made for me.
Oh.
Ci sono delle chitarre in sottofondo e dice che quella lì l'ha fatta suo marito per lei.
And the mandolins, this was my great uncle's mandolin. It's a 1923 Bacon amateur.
Quello l'ha fatto il suo prozio nel 1923.
Later we will talk about music, okay. About the Stalking Horse and your other LP. Now let's begin talking about the novel that we have to sell. So it's a priority for us. And the English title of the novel is And Then There Were N-1, che è una fa diciamo un gioco di parole con il titolo del romanzo di Agatha Christie,
with a famous novel by Agatha Christie, which was a thriller, and yours is a sort of thriller too.
Yes. In italiano abbiamo intitolato N-1 ed è un romanzo che parla di
He's describing the novel in Italian.
Dove abbiamo un congresso about the multiverse and the congress and all the rest. Tante versioni di diversi universi paralleli della stessa persona. La stessa persona e la persona è Sarah Pinsker.
It's explained to the public the content.
C'è un omicidio, perciò viene uccisa Sarah Pinsker. L'omicida è sicuramente un'altra Sarah Pinsker e Sarah Pinsker deve indagare su chi è questo.
That's the in short the plot of your short novel that which I loved,
so
really loved.
What is the story of the story? How the thing began?
Do you mean how did it come about?
Yes.
I wrote that at a retreat. So I was away with a few other writers and. The title came first, I believe. The title in English is a pun on the Agatha Christie title. And tell me when you need me to stop so you can translate.
The title
is a pun, and then I was trying to think of what it would mean, and I thought, oh, it means that there needs to be one less of what. And I had this idea of a convention of all the same person, like a multiverse convention.
I give it to the puppet. E dice che ha avuto l'idea di questa storia quando era a un seminario di scrittura praticamente, si è ispirata alla storia dei 10 piccoli indiani di Agatha Christie e allora ha pensato però devo trovare un escamotage diverso e allora ha immaginato questo congresso in cui sono tutte copie di se stessa perché doveva trovare l'assassino e il colpevole.
In the first draft the character was someone else. It was just a fictional made-up.
Nella prima stesura il personaggio principale era qualcun altro. Non era così che è lei stessa che sono tutte copie di se stessa.
And it was okay. It was good enough, but something was missing. I realized for me it was hard to care about many of one person when I didn't really know the first one to begin with.
Dice che sì, andava bene, filava, però mancava qualcosa perché non riusciva a entrare in un rapporto con un personaggio con cui non aveva un legame di qualche tipo.
And it was sort of a terrible realization that the only way to make it really work, that the way to make it the best story it could be, was to put myself into it.
E a quel punto ho avuto questa terribile realizzazione che l'unico modo per renderla una storia veramente valida era quella di usare se stessa nella storia.
So the real me is in there, but I'm hidden. I'm a very, very small character. You only see me when in one scene, and I don't tell anyone which one I am, but you can guess. So I just made all of these others who have some characteristics like me and who were close enough that I could have some fun with it.
Dice che il suo vero io è lì dentro. È lì dentro, ma è un personaggio che ha una parte molto molto breve, non ci dice chi è perché dobbiamo tirare a indovinare noi, ma gli altri sono ispirati a persone che conosce, a cui ha dato il suo nome per avere, diciamo, gli altri personaggi della storia. Sorry.
È una, se ci pensate, è un'esperienza interessante per uno scrittore scrivere un romanzo su se stessa, ma non soltanto su ciò che lei ha vissuto, ma ciò che lei avrebbe potuto vivere se avesse fatto delle scelte diverse nella vita.
Is it interesting to write a novel about yourself, not only who you are, but who you could have been if you made different choices in life?
Ed è un gioco appunto anche divertente per il lettore cercare di capire quali sono gli elementi reali della vita della scrittrice, quali invece non lo sono.
And it is nice for the reader to try to understand which are the real events in your life and which aren't.
I read in another interview that the story of the horse with the horse it's true. C'è una scena in cui lei praticamente fa l'istruttrice di equitazione e salva una bambina, mi pare, a cui si era il cavallo ha cominciato a correre.
I did some horse riding myself. I loved that part.
E quella è una storia vera, anche se sembra una storia particolarmente romanzata.
C'è la parte in cui appunto lei salva questa bambina, come ha detto lui, e onestamente io ho cavalcato e ho avuto un'esperienza simile, tra l'altro coinvolta mia figlia. È meraviglioso, è da leggere. I had a similar experience with my daughter involved.
And my question is, you really don't like olives? It's not possible.
So I pride myself on trying everything. So I won't write them off forever, but I try olives every once in a while to say, oh, maybe I'll like it, and hopefully this doesn't get me uninvited from Italy. I want to come to Italy. I want you to give me your best olive, and I'll try it again.
Okay.
I keep trying, but no, I like olive oil. I like very olivey olive oil, but I don't like olives. Yes.
Ed è vero che non le piacciono le olive, perché le sale pisker lasciano tutte le olive negli angoli del piatto.
Sì, c'è questa convention, c'è l'agenzia di catering che serve delle cose con le olive, nonostante tutte le partecipanti al convegno si sapesse già che
And one interesting thing is that usually when you go to conventions you may give all the possible directions for food and they always make some mistake. One convention many years ago where we said that nobody liked the fish, Friday fish.
Another joke that you wrote a story based on Agatha Christie, but using a character with your name, you end up writing a Hillary Queen story.
Dice che è vero che ho scritto una storia alla Agatha Christie, ma usando se stessa come personaggio principale è diventata una storia alla Hillary Queen.
Allora, as I anticipated before, next year will be published in Italy your second novel, A Song for a New Day. That is a real novel, longer than N-1. It is based on the Nebula winner novelette Our Lady of Open Road che abbiamo pubblicato su Robot come titolo Nostra Signora della Strada.
They published it on Robot as their own title.
What is the relation from novelette and novel, and what is about the novel, and okay.
Scusa, le traduco al pubblico.
Qual è il rapporto tra il racconto e il romanzo? And another thing, the novel is about a pandemic that makes impossible to have live concerts with the public, and it was written in 2019, so you feel responsible for what happened next year.
Yeah, and actually it came out in 2019.
Yeah.
I wrote it between 2016 and 2018.
Dice che questo romanzo parla di un'epidemia che rende impossibile un concerto, ma l'hai scritto nel 2019, quindi si è sentita un po' responsabile di quello che è successo dopo.
And I'm very glad it came out in 2019 and not 2020, so that it can seem ahead of its time.
Yeah. È molto contenta che sia uscita nel 2019 in tempi non sospetti, così non sembra che sia stata scritta apposta.
But I did a lot of research about pandemics, and you know, a lot of it turned out to be right because the research, I do good research. So the doctor, you know, the questions I asked got to the same answers. It's not the same pandemic as we had, It's not the same one, but there are some weird similarities.
Dice che ha fatto un sacco di ricerche sulle pandemie, ovviamente parlando con dottori, eccetera. Non è quella che abbiamo avuto, ma ci sono un sacco di somiglianze. Okay.
And the bigger thing in my mind when I was writing it, more than the pandemic, was also the violence. There had been the bombing in France at the Queens of the Stone Age concert. And all of the violence here in the U.S., the mass shootings, and so part of it was the question for the novel is what would cause people to stay inside.
C'è anche stato un sacco di violenza nella storia, per come episodi che hanno avuto lì, mass shooting, sparatorie di massa, eccetera. Quindi la sua domanda di base è che cosa costringeva veramente le persone a stare in casa?
And what would cause the government and companies to monetize that fear?
E che cosa avrebbe indotto il governo e diverse società a monetizzare la situazione?
So the novel focuses more it's about a technology that lets people watch concerts from home very very well. It's immersive.
Quindi praticamente il romanzo riguarda questa tecnologia che permette alle persone di vedere i concerti da casa con questi grossi caschi o quello che è.
Yeah. And it's about the musicians who still make music for live audiences after the danger is passed, but everyone is still inside.
E riguarda ai musicisti che si guadagnano da vivere in questo modo anche dopo che il pericolo è passato, ma la gente continua a rimanere in casa. Yeah.
Yeah.
As a musician you have suffered very much this pandemic and the limitations of the pandemic.
Yes, but I'm lucky because I'm a writer too. My friends who are full-time musicians, because I was for a while, but I no longer am a full-time musician. My friends who make music full-time are the ones who have suffered much more than me as a writer.
Mi ha chiesto se ha sofferto molto come musicista di questa pandemia, dice che lei è fortunata perché è soprattutto una scrittrice, ma ha degli amici che sono essenzialmente musicisti e ne hanno sofferto parecchio.
Well, George Martin said he found useful the pandemics because was the occasion to write the novel that millions of people are waiting and they're still waiting. L'anno scorso abbiamo pubblicato su Robot un racconto di Sarah Pinsker.
Published a short story by you.
Due verità e una bugia.
Two truths and one lie.
Yes.
Ho tradotto io quella pure. Se non
essere,
I think I translated that too. Yeah, I remember the title.
E pochi mesi dopo che l'abbiamo pubblicata ha vinto anche il premio Hugo. E quest'anno abbiamo.
Few months later, you won the Hugo.
Un altro suo racconto aveva vinto il premio Nebula. Where Oaken Hearts Do Gather. Che si intitola Dove si raccolgono i cuori di quercia.
They
e anche questa
too.
Dopo pochi mesi ha vinto anche il premio Hugo.
And, it won it. So we are bringing luck to you.
E questa seconda storia è veramente una storia estremamente particolare perché è un racconto fatto come se fosse la pagina di un social dove gli utenti commentano il testo di una poesia, di una canzone tradizionale.
He is explaining your story.
E attraverso questi commenti, le note che fanno, i commenti e le reazioni che hanno, viene fuori una storia che alla fine è anche abbastanza creepy.
You wrote it as it were a social with the comments and the answers and the like, and the story develops from that.
Com'è nata questa storia?
How was it born?
How did the story come about?
Yeah. That yeah. Okay. How the story was born?
This one, I have wanted for a long time to write a story about a ballad, and so a story about a song that had some weird truth to it.
No, per molto tempo voleva scrivere una storia che avesse qualcosa di strano, di weird, è una parola difficile da rendere, perché bizzarro. È strano ma anche bizzarro, anche l'horror, se vogliamo, è weird, cioè ha una componente molto particolare. We're explaining weird because Italian doesn't have one word to say that.
Right, and I was looking up the lyrics to a song. There's a website called Genius that has where anybody who wants can give an explanation for a lyric. People can annotate the lyrics.
Yeah.
And so I went to I was looking something up on that website, and it was wrong. It was so wrong.
Stavo guardando una cosa su questo website dove tutti possono dare una spiegazione su determinati termini, si è accorta che era veramente sbagliato quello che stava guardando. So.
And I started thinking about how everyone was trying to figure this out but getting it wrong, and so I wanted to write a story that had the song and then it had a layer of people trying to figure out the song. And then something happened behind all of that.
Si è accorta che tutti davano delle spiegazioni sbagliate riguardo a questa canzone, quindi ha deciso di scrivere un racconto dove c'era questa canzone, appunto c'era tutta questa confusione sul cercare di dare una spiegazione, lei voleva arrivare a dare un senso alla cosa. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's pretty much it. And then I wanted it to work as a song. As well, on its own, which I hope, I think it does.
Voleva lavorare su questa canzone che pensa che sia quello che è riuscito a fare.
E questa è una canzone che è tradizionale, che però non esiste, che ha inventato lei.
It is a traditional folk song that which doesn't exist. You invented it, right?
Però lei l'ha cantata anche su YouTube. C'è un video.
But you also sang it on YouTube, and there is a video about that.
Su YouTube ci sono anche i commenti al video, quindi è come se fosse una continuazione del
racconto. There are comments on there are comments on the video, so it is like a sequel to your story.
It is. It makes me so happy. Everyone who goes to the YouTube video comments as if it's real. It makes me so happy that it is sort of a continuation of the story.
E la rende molto felice che tutti vanno su YouTube e lo trattano come se fosse vero.
Magari.
I have a dream that other people will cover it and will choose their own verses, and there'll be more and more of them to choose.
Il suo sogno è che le persone aggiungano degli altri versi in modo che la cosa vada avanti e continui.
Magari il boss Bruce Springsteen legge il racconto e decide di fare la sua versione di questi.
One day or the other, Bruce Springsteen might read the story and decide to make his own version of your song.
Yeah.
It would be nice. You won two Hugo Awards in the last 2 years, but in the last seven years. All the fiction categories of Hugo's was won by women. It is something extraordinary in a way, but I think there are a lot of great female writers right now, so it's not so strange, but it's a phenomenon, because 7 years, all categories won by women, is
dicendo che sono 7 anni che tutte le categorie vengono vinte da donne, che è un fenomeno molto particolare.
Why is that?
Come mai?
What do you think?
I think that you know, the early category, the early years, they were all won by men. And
that doesn't seem strange.
So I think I don't. I think there's not a lot that can be judged on what wins in a particular year, because there's so much at play, just what gains attention. So I'm not sure I have a great answer to that question. I think things may balance more, but I think there's always.
Oops.
We lost you.
Dice che praticamente non sa bene perché questo si. We lost the connection.
È caduto qua.
Era questa la mia paura, che cadesse la...
Quello lì non fa cadere perché si è scollegato. Ok, allora aspettate che si fa. Ok. Adesso torna giù. Come si fa a tornare giù? Ok. Hi,
sorry.
Lost the connection. This weekend the technology is very... wait. Okay.
Oh. Sorry.
We lost the connection. This is a very...
bad weather.
Difficult setup. Oh, yeah. So.
The weather is not helping. Humidity, okay. Rain, and that makes things worse, you know.
Yes. Cosa stavamo dicendo?
Delle donne.
Delle donne, a che punto eravamo arrivati?
About women having won a lot of Yugos and hours for 7 years
si
in a row.
Diceva che... Okay.
Right. I forgot what I said. If you want, we can go to the next question, or I can try to say it again. Whatever you want.
No, comunque lei diceva, non so se...
I think you were saying that you have, don't have a real explanation about that, why...
Che comunque c'è un'alternanza in qualche
modo. Un avvicendarsi. There was a time for men and now there is a time for women, I would say.
No, the last question
yeah,
è...
Okay.
No, no, go, go.
Yeah. Oh, I was just going to say, times move back and forth and all the genders will be represented.
Yes, well, there was, some decades in where all Yugos were won by men, and no one found that strange thing. So there's no reason to find it strange that there are 7 years where Yugos are won by women. No,
I would say that maybe times are more open now. There might have been women who deserved that, but the times were not ripe for that. Maybe 7 years ago.
Yeah, I think that's very true. And and if you look at the ballots, you know, there's a mix of genders on the ballots.
Yes.
Before the win. So it, you know, what comes to the top, you know, it's like Eno Menosuno. Like, you know, in one universe it might be one thing, in another universe.
Dice che c'è un equilibrio per cui magari in un universo le cose vanno in un modo e in un universo le cose vanno in l'altro. Le scrive sui multiversi, quindi.
Yeah. And in one of these other universe, your personality is a four singer, or maybe this is the same universe. Okay. Allora, lei è una cantante folk, sì, con una musica
in uno di questi universi.
Un po' a Bruce Springsteen, se vogliamo, come genere. You did three albums, right? Two as your Sarapinsker and one with Talking Horse, right?
Three as myself.
Three. Ah, yes, three. Okay. E l'ho ascoltata, devo dire, mi sono piaciute anche abbastanza.
I listened to them and I liked them a lot.
Yes. Especially Something Too Old, I liked it very much.
Oh, thank you, that's a good one.
So the question was, do you think of yourself as a writer or as a singer? But you some way you answered that before.
You see yourself as a writer or singer, or both?
I think the answer that I usually give is that I'm a storyteller, and that you can tell stories in songs, and you can tell stories in fiction. And I'm lucky that I have two modes. Some people have poetry and fiction, and some people have screenwriting, and, you know, it's different modes of storytelling.
Lei è fondamentalmente una narratrice di storie ed è fortunata perché ha due modi per dirlo, con le parole o con le canzoni.
The album of the Stalking Horse was 2007, nothing more after that.
Nothing
but
more
you are working with them these days. I've read on Twitter.
Yes. We played together for the first time in a little while last month. My drummer died right before the pandemic, and the last few years he had been sick, and we hadn't been playing together during that time, and a little before that, I was busy starting a writing career, and I you know, it's my fault too. So it's a joyful thing that we're playing together again, and a bittersweet thing.
Dice che prima della pandemia il suo batterista è morto e poi lei si è messa a scrivere sul serio, per cui c'è stata una grossa pausa. Adesso è felice che stanno riprendendo a lavorare sul serio.
Qualcuno ha delle domande? Io ho finito le mie.
Any questions?
Si prende un attimo il microfono?
Sì. Lei parla qui, non si può prendere.
Hello. I loved also your novelette Winds Will Rove because of a theme of music. Music which keeps the culture on a generation ship and the struggle between tradition and innovation. It showed your love for music. And do you think you're going to write more stories about that settings of a generation ship and so on?
Thank you for that question. I love that story. That in some ways, I think that's even a more personal story than Enno Menozuno. With the themes and the music and what we remember and what we take with us. And I would love to go back to that setting.
Dice che, beh, tu l'avrai capita, comunque dice che ha amato molto quella storia, che perché è legata a tutta una serie di cose, che amerebbe molto tornare a quel set di narrativo.
Altre domande?
I'm going to add something else, which is that when I wrote that story, people always asked me, does that song exist in your head? And yes, it did. I always said yes. I know what it sounds like, but I didn't want to distort what other people imagined when they heard it. Where Open Hearts Do Gather is related to me. They're sort of the science fiction and the fantasy version, similar to each other in themes, with the way that the song changes over the years. But the Open Hearts, I wrote the song and played it to prove to people that I do hear the song.
Oddio, ha parlato tanto. Dice che comunque la canzone esisteva nella sua testa, ma se ho ben capito ci sono due versioni, una fantascienza e una fantasy, e non ha voluto alterare quello che può essere l'immaginazione del sorry, I lost you in between because I can't remember all you said.
I know, I realized that was a lot. So you said the part with science fiction and fantasy. The other thing I said was people always ask me with Wimble Rose, do you know what the song sounds like? Did you write the song? And I say yes, but I'm not letting you hear it. So oaken hearts do gather, I play the song to prove it to people that I hear the song.
Gliel'ha suonata proprio per dimostrare che la conosceva, perché tanta gente gli ha fatto questa domanda. Thanks. Sorry, but...
È una storia su...
No, it's my fault. You said short sentences.
Sono una generazione dove stramandano delle musiche che tengono insieme la comunità e a un certo punto scoppia una discussione su mantenere tali.
He's explaining your story in Italian.
Okay. Maybe I will about the story for Robert. If you like. If it's okay for you. Okay. Thank you very much. Our time is expired. It was a very, very nice. Thank you very much.
Applause. Thank you.
And congratulations for your guitar. So that
I'm just sorry we are not in person because I would love to have a conversation in private with you.
All right. Well, maybe I'll come there sometime, and you'll make me try some olives
Okay.
That would be really, really fine, because I think I translated two of your stories, because the other one, "To Truth and a Lie," I think I translated that too. I remember the title.
We will be glad to have you in our convention, one of the next years in Italy. Okay.
Excellent. All right, and I apologize again for my dogs, but now you get the music room.
Okay. Thank you very much. Bye.
Bye.
Fantascientificast, podcast di fantascienza e cronache dalla galassia, è un podcast originale Latitudine Zero, da un'idea di Paolo Bianchi e Omar Serafini, con il contributo cibernetico del Cylon Prof Massimo De Santo, realizzato da Latitudine Zero, Median Fabric. Showrunner Omar Serafini. Sound design Fabio Marchionni e Julian Ziegler. Post produzione Gismar Boom. Creative producer Annalise Haas e Valentina Folkov. Coordinamento e promozione Verusca Sabucco. La voce di Val 9000 è di Valeria Barbera. Potete seguirci ed interagire con noi sul nostro sito fantascientificast.com, sul profilo Instagram Fantascientificast, sul canale Telegram Fantascientificast e sulla nostra community Telegram t.me/fsccommunity, oppure scrivendoci all'indirizzo email redazione@fantascientificast.com. Tutti gli episodi sono disponibili gratuitamente sul nostro sito e su tutti i principali servizi di streaming on demand. Se volete sostenere il nostro progetto offrendoci una birra romulana o un gotto esplosivo pangalattico, troverete tutte le informazioni e modalità nell'apposita sezione del nostro sito. Il podcast non intende infrangere alcun copyright, i cui diritti appartengono ai rispettivi detentori. Nessun byte e nessun tribolo sono stati maltrattati durante la produzione di questo podcast. Val 9000 e l'equipaggio di Fantascientificast vi augurano lunga vita e prosperità e vi danno appuntamento al prossimo episodio lungo la rotta di Kessel. E ricordate, la fantascienza finge di guardare dentro il futuro, ma in realtà guarda il riflesso della verità che è davanti a noi.
Fantascientificast, podcast di fantascienza e cronache dalla galassia.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Coriant. Coriant provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Coriant has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Coriant has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Coriant has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.